Jake is 12 and a half. He was diagnosed with this at the University of Georgia about 6 years ago. He did okay when he was in kindergarten, but he hated reading.
Well,
just
yeah.
hated reading. And we
a
were
lot
like,
of kids, yeah.
yeah, well, that's what we thought. A lot
yeah.
of kids hate to read, blah, blah, blah. First grade, he gets a few weeks into it, and his teacher told us, said he's like 30 levels behind the
oh
rest of the children.
Oh, my gosh.
In
it's a
wake-up
call.
It was, and we immediately knew something was going on. So we took him to get tested. He was diagnosed with dyslexia and dysgraphia. So when he reads, he jumbles words. He reads things backwards. He can't really follow the lines without a placeholder.
What was the second word you said there? I don't
dysgraphia,
know
dysgraphia, which is... Dyslexia is for reading. Dysgraphia is for handwriting. So
okay.
Jake, even now, his handwriting is not very good. It's not really legible. And he's in the seventh grade now.
Wow.
So we got him just a ton of help with this. We did occupational therapy. He was doing occupational therapy after school some days where he would ride horses.
You know, I've heard of animals being used, and I've never understood why, but I have heard of that.
Helps him use both sides of his brain and work on his right, left.
Okay.
That kind of thing. He did, one summer, we did a brain integration with him where he was just tapping, just right, left, just tapping.
Huh. Wow, it's amazing what they can do.
Yeah, and now we're at this point, he's just started the seventh grade, and last year he was on the honor roll.
Wow, that is amazing right there. That
is
amazing.
And a lot of credit goes to my wife who read with him every single day during that first grade year because we didn't know, I mean, his teachers were seriously like, we don't know if we can move him on to the second grade
because
he can't read.
That's like tough to hear as a parent too, you know. But that's the thing is it's not talked about a lot. And I'm sure there are other parents out there that are going through this. Like, you know, the school year has just started.
Right.
So there's no shame and, you know, nothing like that. We're all in this together.
It's incredibly stressful to go into a school year not being sure if you're kid can do the work.
Wow.
And you know, new teachers that don't understand what he needs.
Mm-hmm. How are the teachers now?
They've been incredibly receptive, especially in the middle school that he's in now. They are more than willing to give him extra time on tests because here's the thing, he can do math. He just can't do it as quickly as the other kids in his class.
Okay.
Because it takes him so long to process.
But he's doing great. He's on the honor roll. What more could you ask for?
Yeah, he's doing great, and I'm incredibly proud of him. So I just want to share that for a couple of reasons. Number one, because I want to be real about my life with you guys and talk about what's going on, and that's obviously a big part of what goes on in my life because I do homework with him every afternoon.
Wow.
And also just to say, you know, if you're child is struggling with a learning disability or has special needs or something like that, that you're not alone. I know it feels like you may be doing all this work and I'm the only one that's doing this and all the other parents are just kind of floating by. But
that's the thing is like when you're in the thick of a battle, a lot of times it feels like you are the only one going through it. You know, I've not gone through this, but I've gone through my own battles and it feels like you are the only one that's going through it and gets it. But there is light at the end of the tunnel and it does get better.
It does. But as we said earlier this morning about something else, it takes a little bit of patience.
You've got to work for
Things don't happen as quickly as you want them to. So if there's any story you want to share with us, I mean, we're here.
Always.
And that's the benefit of us being live and local. We're here and we can answer your phone call or you can reach out to us on Facebook. But I just wanted to put that out there.
Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you.